Chapter 8 By the River. Siddhartha walked through the forest, was already far from the city, and knew nothing but that one thing, that there was no going back for him, that this life, as he had lived it for many years until now, was over and done away with, and that he had tasted all of it, sucked everything out of it, until he was disgusted with it. Dead was the singing bird he had dreamt of. Dead was the bird in his heart. Deeply he had been entangled in samsara. He had sucked up disgust and death from all sides into his body, like a sponge that sucks up water until it is full. And full he was, full of the feeling of being sick of it, full of misery, full of death. There was nothing left in this world which could have attracted him, given him joy, given him comfort. Passionately he wished to know nothing about himself any more, to have rest, to be dead. If there was only a lightning bolt to strike him dead, if there was only a tiger to devour him, if there was only a wine, a poison which could numb his senses, bring him forgetfulness and sleep, and no awakening from that. Was there still any kind of filth he had not soiled himself with, a sin or foolish act he had not committed, a dreariness of the soul he had not brought upon himself? Was it still at all possible to be alive? Was it possible to breathe in again and again, to breathe out, to feel hunger, to eat again, to sleep with a woman again? Was this cycle not exhausted and brought to a conclusion for him? Siddhartha reached the large river in the forest, the same river over which a long time ago, when he had still been a young man and came from the town of Gotama, the ferryman had conducted him. By this river he stopped, hesitatingly. He stood at the bank. Tiredness and hunger had weakened him, and whatever he should walk on, wherever to whichever goal. No, there were no more goals, there was nothing left but the deep, painful yearning to shake off this whole desolate dream, to spit out this stale wine, to put an end to this miserable and shameful life. A hang bent over the bank of the river, a coconut tree. Siddhartha leaned against its trunk with his shoulder, embraced the trunk with one